up twice, tipped up three times, and finally grabbed by Landon Steinman. Pass ahead, Marillion. Marillion goes to the basket, lays it up and in. He's got a very good first step. Once he turns the corner, he's very hard to stop. 10 points for Marillion. 5-point lead now for Colby, 40-35. 14:45 to go. Left corner, True Thirds, open for a three. Hits it! Big triple for True Thirds. Marathon needed that basket. 40-38, Colby. That stops a 6-point run for the Hornets. Left wing side, Steinman. Steinman, 22 feet from the basket. Out top to Hayes. Hayes bobbled it, gets it back. Moves it right corner. Bobbled by Fleischman. Fleischman looking baseline. Now turns, fires, hits from 10 feet away in the right corner. 9 points for Reed Fleischman. 42-38. Colby, 14:12 to go. Marathon, back up court. Landon Snyder between the circles. Right wing side to Behrens. Into the right corner. Wolfel. Wolfel looking to penetrate. Now into the lane. Top of the key. Radke fakes the three. Moves it left corner. Another three for Thirds. Rattled out, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel. Kick back out. Now with his Radke, he'll be fouled. Reaching from behind, trying to knock it away, was Luke Canula. And the foul will be called on Colby's guard. That is the second personal foul on Hanula. Number two on the team in the second half. Inbounded. Thurs banks it up and in. Good inbounds play to the right-hand side of the lane. Little kiss off the window from 10 feet away for True Thurs. He has a dozen. 42-40. Colby by a deuce. Out top with it is Marillion. Thrown away. Cutting in front is Drew Wolfel. Wolfel to the hole. Wolfel will lay it up and in. Wolfel cut in front of that pass. Turns into an easy layup. 7 points for Drew Wolfel. Back to even. 42-42. 13:24 to go. On the left-hand side, Fleischman. Fleischman looking to penetrate. Goes to the basket. Leans and gets the roll from 4 feet away. 6.5, 11 in the game for Reed Fleischman. 44-42. Colby, 13:09 to go. Ball tipped away from Landon Snyder. And then the battle for the ball. Snyder is out of bounds as he tried to get it back. Garrett Bracewell into the game. Ian Shuda in as well for Marathon. Landon Snyder comes out, as does Sawyer Behrens. 44-42, Colby. 13:07 to go. Scoreboard brought to you by Brickner Motors of Little Chicago. Inbound at left-hand side, Marillion. Looks down low to Hanula. Tried to drop it to Hayes, and he could not handle it on the right-hand side. Goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover on Colby. Ball back over to Marathon. Chance to tie or regain the lead now for the Red Raiders. Over the timeline comes Ian Shuda. Shuda moves it right wing side. Taken there by Cody Radke. Back out top to Shuda. Shuda, left-hand side, Drew Wolfel. Wolfel left corner to Thirds. Back on the wing, left-hand side, Wolfel. Wolfel had it tipped and a tie-up. Getting his hand on it was Luke Canula for the Hornets. Alternate possession arrow pointing towards Marathon. So the ball will stay with the Red Raiders. Inbounded near the timeline, taken by Shuda. Shuda moves it right-hand side, Garrett Bracewell, 25 feet from the basket. Back out top to Shuda, quickly back right wing side, Bracewell. Bracewell looking to dribble in, tipped away, but Bracewell gets it back. Bracewell back into the lane. Bracewell has it knocked away again, and this time grabbed by Landon Steinman for Colby, and he'll be called for a double dribble. After grabbing it, Steinman trying to work his way up court, bobbled it, started his dribble again, and that will be a turnover on Colby. So Marathon with the break, they'll get it back, down by two. Raiders will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Cody Radke looking, gets it in, right corner. Three-pointer for Shuda is good. Right off the inbounds play, Ian Shuda. Second triple of the game for Shuda. He has 7 points. And Marathon back in front, 45-44. Back into the front court, Marillion. Hands it off to Fleischman. Fleischman moves it left wing side to Steinman. And now a whistle away from the basketball. It looks like a foul will be called on Marathon. It will be a foul called on Drew Wolfel for the Raiders. 45-44. Nip and tuck affair here tonight in Colby. 12:06 to go. Marillion moves it left-hand side to Fleischman. He'll fire for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by True Thurs, and there's a foul coming up on Colby. Tucker Hayes not happy with that call as he walks back to the other end of the court. That's his third personal foul, and that is a big foul on the 6'7" center for Colby. So Marathon will bring it back up court. Crossing the timeline for the Raiders. Now with it right wing side, faking the three and shuffling is Garrett Bracewell. I think Bracewell wanted to try the three and then decided at the last moment to try to dribble penetrate from the right wing side. Shuffles it before he puts the ball down. Turnover on Marathon. Still 45-44 Marathon, 11:48 to go. Back up court again, Marillion. Marillion, left-hand side. Ball tipped away. Ball is battled for and a tie-up. Dribbling into trouble that time was Miguel Marillion. But the ball will stay with Colby on the alternate possession. Sawyer Barron's back in for the Raiders, replacing Garrett Bracewell. So Colby will inbound, tossed into the backcourt, taken by Landon Steinman. Steinman between the circles. Steinman stops, now needs some help. Hands it off to Hanula. Hanula to the right wing side. Tried to handle Fleischman, he'll kick it! Tries to save it, but finds Steinman. Steinman to the hole, and he'll be fouled. What a save by Fleischman. The ball was heading to the backcourt. He got right to the line. He was able to save it with his back to the forecourt. Threw it into the hands of Steinman, who took it to the hole, gets fouled, and will head to the free throw line. A break that time for Colby. Now they have a chance to take advantage at the stripe as Steinman does hit the first. 6 points for Steinman. River Stanecki into the game for Marathon, replacing Drew Wolfel. Second free throw. Too strong. Rebound grabbed by True Thurs, and we're all even. 45-45, 11:20 to go in the game. Right wing side. Three-pointer for Peters is good again. Boy, when Logan Peters does not put the ball down at all, he is terrific in that quick release. All three three-pointers the same way. Three-point lead, 48-45. Right wing side, Fleischman fakes the three. Fleischman to the right elbow, kicks it out top. Now back to Fleischman, right wing side. Pass inside, cutting in front, making the steal is True Thurs. Good play defensively by Thurs. Back up court comes Marathon. Thurs on the left wing. Thurs moves it on the right-hand side, deflected again, but grabbed by Peters. Peters dribbles, working against Marillion, right in his grill. Now with it out top is Behrens. Now left corner, three-pointer for Shooter, rattles out, no good. Great look, it was halfway down, just would not drop in. Foul on the battle for the rebound on Marathon. I think Ian Shooter thought that was going down, just the way he released that basketball, and it just rattled out halfway down. Foul was called on Logan Peters, number one on him, number four on the Raiders. 10:27 to go, 48-45 Marathon. Fleischman takes a hop before releasing the shot for the left elbow. And Reed Fleischman called for steps. So Marathon gets it back, trying to extend a three-point lead. Thurs will give it over to Shuda. Back over the timeline comes Ian Shuda for Marathon. Shuda stops, now looking for help. Moves it right-hand side. Peters bobbles it, gets it back. Peters looking inside and miscommunication with True Thurs, and the ball goes out of bounds. I think that Peters thought that Thurs was heading towards the baseline. Instead, he turned back towards the free throw line, and the ball flies out of bounds. So another turnover. We've seen quite a few turnovers on both sides here tonight. Left-hand side. With it is Hanula. Hanula just left of the top of the key. Right wing side to Steinman. Steinman dribbles with the left hand. Stops. Good defense there by Stanecki. Now with it right wing side is Marillion. Turns, fires, and hits a tough shot from 17 feet away on the right wing. 6.5, 12 in the game for Miguel Marillion. 48-47, Marathon. 9:40 to go in the game. Peters gets it over to True Thurs. Thurs swings it right wing side. Open three and a whistle away from the basketball. Shooter was firing it. And it'll be a moving pick away from the ball on Peters. So Logan Peters called for his second foul. Fifth team foul on Marathon. Now a chance for Colby to regain the lead. Down by one. Near side. With it is Kaiser. Kaiser gives it to Merlin. Back out top to Fleischman. Fleischman into the lane. Fleischman in the basket. And a charge is called. Stepping in, taking the contact with River Stanecki for Marathon. And an offensive foul. Wipe away the basket. He did make the basket. But no points there for Colby. That is the fourth foul as well on Reed Fleischman. He's come alive here in the second half. He spent a lot of time on the bench in the first half. But now he has four. See what Colby decides to do with Fleischman here with still half this second half to go. Now two-thirds, left corner. Three-pointer for Behrens is off the front iron, no good. Weak side rebound, grabbed by Fleischman. Back up court. Right wing side, Hanula. Back out top, Fleischman. Fleischman at the free throw line, up from 15. Back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Ian Shuda for Marathon. Past the midway point of the second half. 48-47 Marathon. Peters on the right wing, gets it out top. True Thurs. Thurs looking inside. Ball fake. Stanecki will be fouled. Good ball fake near the left block by River Stanecki. Got the defender up, drew the contact, and now he'll head to the free throw line. Getting set to come back into the game now for Marathon will be Drew Wolfel. First free throw rolls off, no good. Stanecki looking for his first point of the game. Trying to extend this lead to 2 points for Marathon. True Thurs will take a break. He has been putting in a lot of hard minutes for the Raiders so far tonight. One more free throw now for Marathon. No good on the second. Fight for the rebound. Grab by Peters. Peters tried to drop it off to Wolfel, and Wolfel falling out of bounds throws it away. Down court comes Fleischman. Fleischman misses the running banker. Rebound grabbed by Marathon. Possible three on one. Wolfel, left wing side. Wolfel stops. Kicks it left-hand side to Shuda. Shuda, left wing jumper. No good from 14. Rebound tipped up twice. Grabbed by Marathon and Logan Peters. Left wing, Wolfel, open for a three. Back bracket, no good. Another offensive rebound for Marathon. That time it was Behrens. Now with his Peters. 15-footer from the right elbow, no good. Rebound saved by Wolfel, but into the hands of Colby and Landon Steinman, and then Steinman will be fouled. Some chances there for the Raiders. Some good looks, some open looks, but not able to drain them. 8:06 to go, 48-47. Marathon with the lead. Back into the forecourt, looking to regain the advantage of Colby. Right corner, Marillion. Marillion. Looking to penetrate. Stopped at the right block. Floater from five is no good. Rebound grabbed by Hayes. Hayes underneath. Goes to the hole. Misses the layup, but he'll draw the contact. Draw the foul, and Tucker Hayes will head to the free throw line. Seven points in the game, all in the first half for Tucker Hayes. And that foul is number four on Drew Wolfel. That is bad news for Marathon. So Wolfel now with four. Free throw is no good, short. With those four fouls, Wolfel will come out, as does Logan Peters. Back in is Landon Snyder for Marathon and Cody Radke. Radke, Snyder, True Thurs out there, Ian Shuda, and the fifth player out there for Marathon is Sawyer Behrens. Second free throw, no good as well. Remains 48-47 Marathon, 7:43 to go. Into the forecourt, Snyder. Snyder hands it off. With it is Shuda. Shuda to the free throw line. Back on the left wing side to Snyder. Snyder moves it on the wing. True Thurs. Now left corner, Snyder. Open for a three. Too strong. Air ball. But the rebound grabbed by Thurs. Gets it underneath the Behrens, and Sawyer Behrens will lay it up and in. Rebound by Thurs. Found the open Behrens. Now to the basket. Laid up. No good by Steinman. Quickly back up court. Came Colby, and Steinman will now head to the free throw line. That's one thing that Colby has done a lot here tonight, is after even a made basket, they try to turn it up court very quickly. So now Landon Steinman, who has 6 points, will head to the stripe. That last foul was called on Cody Radke, his first. First free throw is good. Steinman will try to pull Colby back to within one. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Ian Shuda with that rebound for Marathon. Shooter will push. Gets it down low. Underneath. Nearly loses balance was Radke, but a nice feed underneath. Laid up and in. Actually, that was not Radke with the feed. It was Radke with the basket. But Radke with the basket makes it a four-point lead. A missed shot by Colby. Knocked out of bounds off of the Hornets. That last basket was the first points of the game for Cody Radke, and a big one. Big basket makes it 52-48 as we hit 7 minutes to go in regulation. True Thurs will bring it over the timeline now for Marathon. Thurs looking to penetrate. Thurs left corner, wide open three for Radke. Hits it! After being scoreless for one and a half halves, a five-point outburst for Radke, and it's now 55-48 Marathon with 6:48 to go. Timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Part City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
So a five-point outburst by Cody Radke turns a two-point lead to a seven-point lead for Marathon. First time it hasn't been basically a one-possession game in the second half. 55-48, 6:40 to go. It's Colby back into the front court. With it is Luke Hanula. Hanula to the free throw line. Moves it left wing side to Brody Vigout. Vigout stops. Kicks it left corner Marillion. He'll go baseline, go to the basket, and he'll be fouled. Hard move down the baseline, trying to block from behind with Sawyer Behrens for the Red Raiders. And he'll be called for the foul. Marillion, 60% free throw shooter, 9 of 15 so far this season. First free throw is good. He has 13 points in the game. Did not score at all until late in the first half. Scored 6 in the first half. Has scored 7 in the second half. Came in averaging 17.2 points per game. 2nd free throw, too strong. Rebounds grabbed by Ian Shuda for the Red Raiders. Oh, then stripped away. Heading to the basket is Luke Hanula, and he'll be fouled. Raiders had the ball, but it got stripped and stolen by Hanula, and now Hanula will get a couple of rebounds. Get a couple of free throws. Hanula has 4 points, all in the first half. First trip to the free throw line. Free throw is way short, no good. Free throws will be critical. Marathon is now up to 10 team fouls, so it's double bonus the rest of the way for Colby. Colby has 5 team fouls, 1 more to give. 2nd free throw is good. 1-for-2 trip, 55-50, 6:22 to go. Marathon will break the pressure. True Thurs, right wing side. Thurs, 20 feet from the hole. Inside towards Behrens and stolen away. Marillion cut in front. Gets it ahead to Hanula. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. Turnover, transition basket. And now it's a three-point game, 55-52, as we near 6 minutes to go. Pass ahead. With it is Behrens. Behrens moves it right wing side to Snyder. Now with it right corner. Ian Shuda moves it back out top. Faking the three is Snyder. Now Shuda, right-hand side, hits the long two-pointer. An 18-footer just inside the arc for Ian Shuda on the right-hand side. He now has 9 points, 57-52 Marathon, 5:40 to go. Left-hand side, Hanula, 23 feet from the basket. Tried to lob it down low, and it's over the head of Miguel Marillion out of bounds. Turnover on Colby. Marathon with the basketball and a five-point lead. Pressure will be set up in the backcourt by Colby. Looking as Thurs, gets it into Snyder. Snyder dribbles in the backcourt. Moves it ahead. With it is Shuda. 3-on-2. Shuda down low, throws it away. Marathon had the numbers, but knocked away by Brody Vigout. So back up court, and now a timeout called by Colby. Again, a timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon, 57-52 Marathon, 5:21 to go. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
When you bank with PeopleState Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with PeopleState Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Minutes and 21 seconds to go in the second half. Marathon 57, Colby 51. Colby has the basketball. It was 34-33 Colby at halftime. Marathon is led for the most part here in the second half. Inbounded, taken by Reed Fleischman, playing with four personal fouls. Fleischman works his way to the right wing, stops his dribble, still 27 feet from the basket, gets it to Marillion. Marillion will be called for steps. Trying to dribble, penetrate, but again, spun the wheels before putting the ball down. Turnover again on Colby, and Marathon gets it back. Back into the game now is Brody Vigut. Looks a little offense-defense subs because Fleischman, with those four fouls, they want to keep him for the offensive side here late. Inbound at Thurs. Gets double-teamed in the backcourt. He's in trouble, and a tie-up. Arrow points towards Marathon. Ball will be with the Red Raiders. Inbounding is Thurs. Still looking. Gets it in. Taken by Shuda. Shuda gets it ahead to Thurs. Thurs moves it right-hand side to Snyder. Snyder into the front court. Snyder on the right wing. Snyder looks down low. Grab made by Thurs. Moves it right corner. Three-pointer for Ramke is no good. Rebound tipped up. Oh, I think it went off the Colby player Vigut. I don't know who's going to get credit for that basket. I think it went off the hand of Vigut and went into the basket. And then a foul coming up on Marathon. That was unusual. Foul is called on True Thurs. And a couple of free throws now for Tucker Hayes. 59-52, Marathon with the lead. First free throw, rattles out, no good. One more to come. Second is good. 59-53, double team action against Thurs. Moves it near side to Snyder, passes ahead to Shuda. Shuda to the right wing, slows it down. Now he'll penetrate, stops again. Kicks it off, taken there by Radke. Radke looks down low. With it is Behrens. He'll try a reverse layup, and he'll be fouled. In the act of shooting, so despite the fact it's only team foul number six for Colby, free throws coming up for Sawyer Behrens. 6'2 sophomore, averaging 7 points per game. Free throw is no good. Behrens has 8 points so far tonight. So Fleischman back in, and back out is Brody Vigut now for Colby. Second free throw is good. 60-53, 4:25 to go. Pass ahead, bobble, but grabbed by Marillion. Marillion again looking to penetrate. Drops it down low. Good feed laid up and in by Tucker Hayes. That time the penetration led to the easy basket with Hayes right underneath. 60-55, 4:10 to go. Ball stripped away. Knocked away from Behrens. Pass ahead, Marillion. Marillion to the basket. Lays it up and drops in. I thought it was going to come off, but nope, drops in. 60-57, back to a three-point game. 3:55 to go. In the backcourt with it is Landon Snyder. Pass ahead to Shuda. Shuda moves it right wing side to Thurs. Fakes the three. Now into the lane. Little scoop off the window. A little bit hard. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Hanula. Hanula pushes for Colby. Hanula into the lane. Left wing side. Hayes. Hayes now into the lane. Hayes lost his balance and takes an extra step. And he'll be called for traveling. The big man trying for the dribble penetration. Lost his balance. Back in now for Marathon is Drew Wolfel with his four fouls, replacing Landon Snyder. Big turnover right there on Colby. Had a chance to make it a one-point game or even a tie game with a three-pointer. Inbound is Shuda near his own end line. He'll work his way up court against Landon Steinman. Now here comes the help from Marillion. Double-team action against Shuda and a timeout called by Marathon and Coach Adam Jacobson. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. 3:25 to go, 60-57. Marathon with the lead. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
Heading down the stretch in Colby, Marathon 60, Colby 57. Scoreboard brought to you by Brickner's of Little Chicago. 3:25 shows on the clock here in the second half. Marathon with the basketball. Ian Shuda will inbound it. Taken by Drew Wolfel. Wolfel between the circles, moves it right to Thurs. Thurs into the right corner. Shuda. Shuda to the wing. Gets it out top. With it now is True Thurs. Thurs left wing side. Gives it back over to Behrens. And Behrens has it knocked away out of bounds. It was off the hands of Reed Fleischman, and the ball will stay with Marathon. Raiders will inbound in front of their bench to my left. Deep left corner, Wolfel. Wolfel, 20 feet from the hole. Looks down low. Good position by Thurs. Kicks it right wing. Open three for Shuda is good. Nice kick by Thurs to a wide open Ian Shuda on the right wing. Third triple of the game for Shuda. He has 8 points in the half, 12 in the game. 63-57 Marathon. Out top, three-pointer Steinman. Off to the left, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Shuda. Here comes Marathon, back up court. With it is Wolfel. Wolfel underneath. Wolfel to the hole, misses the layup, gets his own rebound, and then he'll be fouled on the putback. Boy, a big three and then a big stop for Marathon, and now a chance to stretch this one out just a little bit, and that will be number five on Big Tucker Hayes. The 6'7" senior will fall out after scoring 10 points. He'll be replaced by Brody Vigut. And now Drew Wolfel heading to the stripe for Marathon. Free throw is good. 8 points in the game for Drew Wolfel. Came in averaging 10.3 points. 7.6 rebounds per game. Second free throw is good as well. 65-57, biggest lead of the second half for Marathon. 2:35 to go. Left-hand side, Miguel Marillion. Marillion gives it off to Hanala. Hanula into the lane. Hanula. And they're going to call a timeout, I believe. Timeout called by Colby. Again, timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. 65-57 Marathon, 2:28 to go. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
.228 to go in the second half, 65-57 Marathon. Scoreboard brought to you by Brickners of Little Chicago. Inbounded by Colby. Marillion out top. Marillion penetrates. Marillion to the hole. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. That is not what the Raiders wanted. Shoot a call for the foul. 11 and a half, 17 in the game for Merlin after a slow start. He's matched his season average with just a tick over 17 per outing. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Missed free throws hurting Colby here in the second half. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel. 65-59, tipped away. Wolfel gets it back. And now a whistle and a foul in the backcourt coming up on Colby and Landon Steinman. That will put the Hornets over the foul limit, and a 1-1 coming up for Drew Wolfel. Wolfel 2-for-3 at the line tonight, hitting 75% from the free throw line going into play this evening. Free throw is perfect. Nothing but net. Back into double figures at Wolfel with 10 points. 2nd free throw, good as well. 67-59, 2:15 to go. Back into the forecourt comes Colby. Left corner, Steinman holds it. Now a bounce pass, tipped away, goes back to Steinman. Kicks it out top, Marillion. Hands it back to Steinman. Steinman penetrates, Steinman to the hole. Lays it up, no good, but he'll be fouled. So free throws again, stopping the clock with 1:59 to go. Free throw is no good again. Boy, the free throws are really hurting Colby here in the second half. They've been there a lot in the second half. They've missed 9 free throws in this half alone. 2nd free throw is good. Down by 7 after missing 9 free throws in this half. 67-60. Raiders placing pressure. With it into the front court, Shuda, and a reach and a foul. Dribbled between a pair of Colby players. It looks like we're going to get to a free throw shooting contest. Still with 1:52 to go. 67-60 Marathon. Hanula called for his third personal foul, team foul number 9. So it's a 1-1. And the free throw is good for Shuda. That will be the last 1-1. It will be double bonus the rest of the way for Marathon. 2nd free throw and a whistle. And I think a lane violation is coming. Yeah, lane violation. Boy, they don't want to see that. 68-60, a minute 52 to go. Bringing it up court is Miguel Marillion. Brings it over the timeline. Gets it out top to Fleischman. Fleischman now stops, throws it away. Ball is tipped, chased down by Radke. Radke will give it off to Wolfel. Wolfel back to Radke, left corner. Gets it back to Wolfel. Wolfel 25 feet from the basket, and then a bump. That was a hard bump by Brody Vigut, like he was taking the foul automatically. You would think that you tried to get the steal because Wolfel has hit 4 free throws in a row here late. again, if you're going to fall someone, I don't think this is the one you fall if you're the Colby Hornets. I think Marathon's very happy to have Drew Wolfel at the stripe as he hits the first. 5 out of 6 at the line. 9 points in the half, 12 in the game for Drew Wolfel. That one is good as well. 70-60, so the lead is double digits for the first time tonight. Marathon up with 1:33 to go. Fleischman will bring it over the timeline for Colby. Fleischman stops, moves it right wing side, and a timeout is called again by Colby. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. 1:27 to go, 70-60 Marathon. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
And quickly after the inbounds, taking it was Luke Canula into the lane. He was fouled, and he will head to the free throw line for a couple of shots. First free throw, another miss. That is 10 missed free throws in the second half for Colby. Wolfel back in with his 4 fouls, replacing Landon Snyder. Second free throw, no good as well. Boy, just free throws for Colby tonight. Raiders will have it. Back up court, true Thurs. Thurs into the lane, nearly lost it, gets it back. Then ball is tipped, ball is battled for, taken by Wolfel. Wolfel in the lane. Wolfel now gets doubled, kicks it back out. And now a timeout called by Marathon. Timeout Red Raiders. Again, the timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon. Mentioned in the first half, did not have any timeouts until late in the first half, so everybody had their timeouts, and they're using them. 70-60 Marathon, 1:06 to go. Back in 30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com. For a listing of all of our open positions.
A 1:06 to go. Marathon 70, Colby 60. Raiders looking for a sixth consecutive win, trying to improve to 7-3 on the season. Thurs looking to inbound. Moves it left wing side to Shuda. Shuda dribbles about 20 feet from the basket. Now backs it up. Gets it out top to Radke. Radke at the right elbow to Thurs, and Thurs will be fouled. And he will get a couple of free throws with 59 seconds to go. Thurs has 12 points in the game. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Free throw is good. One more to come. Landon Snyder back in, replacing Ian Shuda. Gets a nice round of applause as he'll take a seat. Second free throw is good as well. Raiders doing what Colby did not, make their free throws late. Marillion into the lane. Marillion drops it down low, tipped away by Snyder and out of bounds. ball will stay with Colby. But Marathon has made at least their last 8 free throws in a row. I think, yep, 8 in a row made by Marathon here late in the game. Inbound at left corner, Marillion. He'll try a 3-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Marathon, and Sawyer Behrens gets it ahead to Snyder. Snyder will look towards Wolfel. Wolfel down low. Great look to True Thurs, who lays it up and in. 74-60. Marathon pulling away late. The score was going to be a little bit wider than this game was. As missing the running layup is Marillion. Rebound is grabbed by Thurs. Thurs will bring it into the front court. With it on the right wing side is Snyder. Snyder gets doubled. Snyder gets it in to the basket. Thurs. Thurs will miss the layup. Oh, he'll want that one back. But now back up court. Marillion into the forecourt. Marillion makes a 360 move. Lays it up and in. 74-62, 8 seconds to go in the backcourt. With it is Sawyer Behrens. Behrens gets doubled, and they're going to call the foul with 2.6 seconds to go. And I think that will be Marillion. Yep, that will be his first foul. And Sawyer Behrens will step to the stripe. Behrens has a chance to join the Marathon contingent in double figures tonight. He has 9 points. Free throw is no good, so we'll have to make this one to get to 10. Three different Raiders with double figures and 2 with 9, and I'll make it 4 with double digits and 1 with 9 as the second free throw is good. And that will do it. 75-62. Marathon with the victory. We'll take a timeout, come back with our postgame show coming up next. This is Marathon High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
At People State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colby High School, where the Marathon High School boys basketball team defeats Colby 75-62 tonight. Let's take a look at the stats brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club. Supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Balanced attack here tonight for Marathon and a great three-point shooting night as well for the Raiders. 16 points scored by True Thurs. 4 2-pointers, a pair of three-pointers, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 13 points for Drew Wolfel, a pair of two-pointers, a three-pointer, 6 of 7 at the line. Ian Shuda had 13 points, a two-pointer, 3 3-pointers, and 2 for 4 at the free throw line. 10 points for Sawyer Behrens, 4 2-pointers, and 2 for 4 at the stripe. 9 points for Logan Peters on 3 3-point field goals. 7 points for Landon Snyder, a three-pointer, a two-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the stripe. 5 points for Cody Radke, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. And 1 basket for 2 points for Garrett Bracewell. 14 two-pointers, 11 three-pointers, 11 from behind the arc tonight for Marathon. 14 of 22 at the stripe. For Colby, 19 points for Miguel Marillen. He had 9 two-pointers and 1 for 3 at the free throw line. 11 points for Reed Fleischman, 3 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 at the stripe. Tucker Hayes had 10 points, 4 two-point field goals, and 2 out of 7 at the free throw line. 8 points for Landon Steinman, a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and 3 for 6 at the line. 7 points for Luke Hanula, 3 two-pointers and 1 for 4 at the free throw line. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Braden Johnson. 1 basket for 2 points for Brody Vigut. 1 basket for 2 points for Hayden Kaiser. 22 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, and just 9 out of 22 at the free throw line tonight for the Colby Hornets. Colby led 34-33 at halftime, but Marathon outscoring Colby 42-28 in the second half to win it 75-62. So Marathon extends their win streak 6 games in a row. They're now 7-3 overall. Colby is now 1-4 overall. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Marathon High School boys basketball here on 98.9 WXCO. Thanks to you for joining us as well. Again, one more time from Colby High School, Marathon 75, Colby 62. This has been Marathon High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
To learn more today, Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Philip Anthony, host of the Downright Upright Show, airing right here on AM 950 Radio, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Join me as I dive into captivating conversations with people from all walks of life. As a proud member of the LGBTQ community, I celebrate diversity and beyond with unique stories that make us fantabulous. Please join me every Saturday at 5 p.m. or wherever you listen to podcasts.
8 years ago, over 100,000 Minnesotans marched to the state capitol, standing together to defend women's rights, immigrants' rights, queer rights, and justice for all. Now, as our freedoms face new threats under an incoming administration built on oppression and divisiveness, it's time to stand together again. Join the People's March on January 18th at the Minnesota State Capitol. Together, we'll send a clear and unmistakable message. We will not go back. Building on the legacy of the Women's March Minnesota, this year's event will include a march to the Capitol and a rally. You'll connect with Minnesota organizations working to protect our rights. These organizations need your support, not just now, but over the next 4 years and beyond. The weather may be cold, but our commitment is unbreakable. The stakes are too high to stay silent. Let's show the strength of our voices as we fight for Minnesota's future. Again, that's the People's March on Saturday, January 18th at the State Capitol. Details at womensmarchmn.com.
Now, oh, hey. here. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Well, this has been fun getting back on the air, Haley.
I know. It's felt like a whole year.
Oh, you wanted to say that.
I did. Time. I said it twice, yeah.
I got that. Well, hey, a lot going on. I just want to, before we get any further, I just read this in our chat, Haley, that it's Patrick's fifth year being a producer at the mother station in Prairie Island.
Eden Prairie,
wherever he is. Yeah, somewhere in Minnesota, Patrick is at with the big antenna. And we just want to say a big peeny geegee, Patrick. Thank you so much for all you've done for us and the great job you do for us, Patrick.
Yeah, and all the work that you do for AM 950. It's been really fun.
Should I pretend I'm Patrick and do his voice and go, "You're welcome"? No, Patrick, are you there?
Just kidding. Well,
you stopped listening to the show an hour ago. but yeah, we really appreciate Patrick and being on. And one of the things last night, I always like watching the Golden Globe. So I was going back and forth and recorded it. And we didn't mention the Vikings loss, which is good. And we didn't mention the Packers loss, which I wish we would have. No, I'm just kidding. sorry. We're all over Civic Media, too. So we're on 30 stations in Wisconsin. So we got to be nice. Play nice, right?
Yeah. That border battle can get intense.
Yeah. Well, might end up playing them in the playoffs. So, but you Jodie Foster won a Golden Globe last night for True Detective.
I know, yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring this up. I didn't even know that the Golden Globes were on. I was so focused on sculling for my Vikings. But, I wanted to bring it up. Jodie Foster's, she accepted her Golden Globe for Best Female Actor in a limited series in True Detective last night. Jodie filmed in Alaska and Iceland a few years ago for this series, and she had a lot of guidance and support with many Native Alaskan leaders, artists, and consultants. The series True Detective Night Country shined a light on Inupiat Alaskan people, their culture and issues, including awareness for the crisis of violence against Indigenous women. Foster said on stage while accepting her award that she especially thanks the Indigenous people that shared their stories. They changed her life, and she hopes that they'll change others.
Yeah, we have a local actor that was on there too, and it was really, it's really cool to see that. And I do believe, if I can think of her name right off the top of my head, maybe I would be dangerous, I guess, if I could do that. But I can look under my photos here, because I know I saw her at a play. And of course, you know, every chance I get, you don't even know this, Haley, but I really used to be the selfie king of the world.
I know. That's what they called you.
haven't been like that in a long
time. Well, while you look up her name, I want to talk about this, because I wanted to bring up the MMIR thing with the Jodie Foster thing because of this. And it was, so I was reading earlier, this was posted that the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, announced that he will resign as party leader and prime minister. And Indigenous TV put out a post via Instagram, and Trudeau's government advanced Indigenous rights through historic funding, clean water initiatives, and MMIWG, which is Canada's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. He addressed the root causes that sustain violence against Indigenous relatives, including Two-Spirit and gender diverse people. But despite Trudeau's work in these areas, he faced criticism for slow progress and unmet promises. I also saw earlier that the tribal chair of Boys Fort Band of Chippewa Indians here in Minnesota, Kathy Shavers, also announced that she will step down.
Interesting. I don't know enough to have an opinion on that, but that's massive that he resigned.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know a lot of our relatives don't like him, too. So it's very interesting that all shook out.
Did you find the name of the
No, but
actor?
I found the picture with Jaleesa and her, but of course I didn't tag her. Maybe got untagged. So let's move on.
Okay. Well, congrats, Jodie Foster, and thank you for working with Indigenous people in Alaska and hearing their stories and portraying them.
Yeah, so. I can look it up on IDM here, too, as yeah. we're talking.
Well, tomorrow, I want to get this out. It's a big thing going on in St. Paul tomorrow, Tuesday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Please join us to speak against the Magellan Pipeline Project and protect the sacred pipestone quarries. We'll be meeting at 10 a.m. tomorrow in St. Paul. The address is 1217th Place East, Suite 350 in St. Paul. Come have your voice heard. Protect the land.
Wow, good call.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were posting that around the community, so I just wanted to do a mass shout out on it, and hopefully we see a lot of people there. And we know the Pipestone quarries have a very sacred story behind them and have a lot of meaning to different tribes in the area, so it's more than just protecting the land.
Absolutely. Hey, so Isabella Starr LeBlanc was the actor from St. Paul, and
yes.
She's an assistant Dakota tribal member, and she's was born in St. Paul.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. And went to St. Paul Academy. And she was on the Stepping Stone Theater. That was her first gig, and the Jungle Theater and Shakespeare Theater Company.
Did you watch any of that True Detective series with Jodie?
I did, and I saw her on it too, and I saw a couple episodes, and I'm definitely going to go revisit that. It's funny because Wendy and I do, we watch TV together at night, and that's not her jam, so I have to, I have to wait until she's asleep or I'm asleep or something to watch what I'm
watching. I'll have to catch that one too. I knew that they had Indigenous actors in it, but I don't know. I've been kind of behind on my TV series and watching TV.
Well, that's good. You've been beating. And I'll tell you, interesting thing about today's show, I feel like I should be going over there Wednesday and learn how to bead.
Oh, with the Family Center in St. Paul?
Yeah. Well,
I know.
And they're doing it at AIM, American Indian Magnet School. So.
Yeah. And I know you can bring your own crafts and stuff to work on, but if you need any resources, they have all of that there for you.
Well, you know what I'm going to bring is that big needle and a baseball cap, and I'll bring all my my colored beads and have them help me with that.
Yeah,
get
some teaching in. I could help you. It's been fun. It's been easy. I'm so thankful for people in the community willing to teach other members these things.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what we can do is after a show on Native Roots Radio, we can keep on going on live on StreamYard here on YouTube and Facebook, and you can show everybody how to bead.
Oh, yeah. A little beading tutorial live on Native Roots Radio.
Yeah.
The very first tutorial, because I'm still learning.
Well, you did a great job. And you never answered my question on Facebook. Would that hat fit me?
We might, have to stretch it out a little. I don't know. I'm sure I could make you one.
Right.
If you ask nice.
Ooh. Well, I still have that certificate. We got to go out to lunch for my birthday.
That's true.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Haley. And thank you.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden eulogizes the victims of the New Year's Day attack in the French Quarter during a prayer service in New Orleans.
They came from different states, even different countries. There were children, a dinner with their parents, ensuring before joining their friends on New Year's Eve.
4 years after the U.S. Capitol attack, Congress certifies Donald Trump as the 2024 presidential election winner without challenge. Vice President Kamala Harris.
One of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
Rudy Giuliani is found in contempt of court for not responding to information requests in a $148 million defamation judgment granted to two Georgia election workers. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
He doesn't want to give up his Palm Beach condominium. He doesn't want to give up a Manhattan apartment, but he may not have much choice.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.